putra tvam partita surai. Rama Lakshmana Bharata.
Rama Lakshmana Bharata.
Shatrughna iti samyaya.
Shatrughna iti samyaya.
Tasyapi Bhagavan Esha.
Tasyapi Bhagavan Esha.
Sakshat Brahma Mayo Hari.
Sakshat Brahma Mayo Hari.
Amsa Shena Chaturthagat.
Amsa Shena
Putratvam Bhartitah Surai.
Putratvam Bhartitah Surai.
Rama Lakshmana Bharata.
Rama Lakshmana Bharata.
Shatrughna iti samyaya.
Shatrughna iti samyaya.
Tasyapi Bhagavan Esha.
Tasya,
of him,
Maharaj Dasarath,
api,
also,
Bhagavan,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
Esha,
all of them,
Sakshat,
directly, Brahmamayam, the Supreme Parabrahman, the Absolute Truth. Harihi, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Amsha Amshena. By an expansion of a plenary portion, Chaturtha, by fourfold expansions, Aghata, accepted, Putratvam, sonhood,
partita,
being prayed for,
surai,
by the demigods,
Rama,
Lord Ramachandra,
Lakshmana,
Lord Lakshmana,
Bharata,
Lord Bharata,
Shatrughna,
and Lord Shatrughna, iti, thus,
Samyaya,
by different names. Translation. Being prayed for by the demigods, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth Himself, directly appeared with his expansion and expansions of the expansion. Their holy names were Rama, Lakshmana, Bharata, and Shatrughna. These celebrated incarnations thus appeared in four forms as the son of Maharaj Dasarath. Purport. Lord Ramachandra and his brothers, Lakshmana, Bharata, and Shatrughna, are all Vishnu Tattva, not Jiva Tattva. The Supreme Personality of Godhead expands into many, many forms. Advaitam, Achutam, Anadim, Anantarupam. Although they are one and the same, Vishnu Tattva, Vishnu Tattva has many forms and incarnations. As confirmed in the Brahma Samhita, 539, Ramadi Murtishu Kala Niyamena Tishta Tishtan. The Lord is situated in many forms, such as Rama, Lakshmana, Bharata, and Shatrughna. And these forms may exist in any part of his creation. All these forms exist permanently, eternally, as individual personalities of Godhead. And they resemble many candles, all equally powerful. Lord Ramachandra, Lakshmana, Bharata, and Shatrughna, who, being Vishnu Tattva, are all equally powerful, became the sons of Maharaj Dasarath in response to prayers by the demigods. So the devatas are praying for the Lord's appearance, because when the Lord appears, then everything becomes established nicely, becomes established properly. The living entity is, because of his desire to enjoy separately from the Lord, then one doesn't consider the complete situation, because what's happening when we look at a situation, we see a very direct, practical way to accomplish what we want to get done, right? In other words, what it is we're thinking about. But then we think, oh, but then there's this restriction, that consideration, and all that, and that's bothersome, right? So then the tendency is, what's most pragmatic? What's most direct? You know, and it's for Krishna. So you want the most direct, efficient result for Krishna. So what's actually getting in the way? You know, we'll say some rules that are not practical, because the position of viewing is what gets, in an efficient way, a observable result. Always remember, it's to get an observable result. Right? It means through action here. So, or a particular experience. Right? We do an action because it gives us an experience, or we do the action because it gives us an observable result. Right? I cook lunch, the result is observable. Right? When I eat the lunch, the result is experientiable, or whatever it is, one of those ones. Like that. It's the problem with English, it's limited itself. It means Old English, you'd be able to put that together into one word. Modern English, you use phrases, and so you kind of use whatever someone else used and didn't get laughed at. You know, like that. So basically, out of, you know, 10 or 20 possibilities, you know, you have one or two left, like that. What to do? So this is what we're trying to gain. But now, what's the weakness in this? It means getting a result, getting an experience, that's not a problem. God doesn't have a problem with that. Nobody has a problem with the concept. The difficulty comes is we're only considering ourselves. Or what's important to us. Who's important, what's important. That's all we're considering. So, because we're fitting into a bigger picture, all those rules that we don't like are restrictions that are considering the bigger picture, right? Modern man always likes to say, oh, we got to see the bigger picture. Means just you have to, means what you're saying doesn't include all of my desire and need. So we have to look at the bigger picture. Right? And if someone else is giving something that's bigger than what you're looking at, then you say, oh, that's just theoretical. We have to be practical. Because the other one is too big. It's going to accomplish more things than you want. It's going to dilute your results. We understand what's happening here? So, even though we're talking efficiency, we're actually, in reality, discussing relationship, rasa. Right? But it's unknown because of illusion. Right? This is the point. We're situated in God's creation. It's going on how He likes it to interact with the living entities, with His creation. So, those bigger picture is how God wants to interact with His devotees and how the various devotees can interact with Him without my creating problem for everybody else. Right? So when we consider God as everything, so we consider the full range of possibilities and their reactions and what affects who, then that becomes pleasing to God because He's all of it. Right? And the tendency is we only worry about what part I'm connected to. Right? This is what the rules do. The rule is just there is because that's the because I'm looking for an observable result. Therefore, it deals with observable results. Right? Because I'm not considering actually God. It doesn't directly show God. But its purpose is that. Right? You know, I say, you don't run off with your cow, he's your neighbor's donkey, right? Now, you need a donkey. Hey, you know, your donkey's got a, you know, hurt foot, and you need a donkey. So, it's only practical, I got important work to do, I got to pay bills, you know, my kids got to get to their dance lessons. And, you know, it's like, means you need a donkey. So, you take his donkey, right? So, it's practical. Problem is that he also needs his donkey. This is what's not being considered. So we can say the rule is controlling the observable. But what you're not considering is others' relationships in the whole process. Right? And so there's more there, is that you have yours and yours, they have theirs. You have to be able to consider it all. Now you could go over and ask him if you can borrow his donkey. That's a possibility. But there's also the possibility he'll say no. Right? Maybe he's got a spare donkey in an older model, right? Like that, you know. Like that. So it's but the difficulty comes is that we only see the rules as just some restriction. Right? Or we might also see it as a right, a facility, depending on which side you're looking at. But we're not looking at the element of rasa. We're only looking at cause and effect. We're not looking at actual relationship. That's why it's said is that in the conditioned state, the living entity is functioning on the impersonal platform. Though he's dealing with people and all that, and the reason he's dealing impersonally is because he's a person himself. But the platform of a basis of relationship on the material platform is impersonal because it's about yourself. Personal means it's about God as a person. Right? So that's what's being brought out here. He, as a person, has come. And he has expanded as persons. Right? And what's he going to do? This particular manifestation of Godhead means, as in all, will establish Dharma. But he'll especially show how to follow all the rules and regulations perfectly. That is wonderful. Right? Means one would... It would be very hard to say that the reading of Ramayana is not an emotional experience, right? But what is the platform that he's functioning at, right? Because we don't connect rules with emotions, right? If there's so many rules, then it gets dry. No, but if all the readings of pastimes of Godhead, the most emotionally wrenching is Ramachandra's Leela. But he's the most following all the rules. So what does this mean? It means the rules are meant to enhance relationship and experience. But we don't catch that. Right? Because actually, because of impersonalism, right, we're not actually that worried about others. We're worried about relationships as long as we get what we're looking for in it. But that's not actually very deep. I mean, it is, yes, of course. It means it's practical. You know, the dog hangs around because you feed it. You don't feed it, it'll hang around a few more days to see options. Maybe something went wrong. But then when it finds out it's just not going to happen, it goes. Right? But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says,
Aslisha ba pada natampi nashtumam. Adarshanan marma hatam karotu va. Yatatata babi dhatu lampato mat prana natastu saeva na para. Means whatever happens, he's still my Lord. Right? That's relationship. Right? The topmost. That's the standard. So all these different rules are simply to establish that. And if it's done in that way, that understanding, they're not dry. They're not boring. Does that make sense? It doesn't change. So, therefore, when we see, why are we getting into this? I mean, it has so many aspects, but one is because it's mentioned the four forms. Lord Ramachandra, his expansion, the expansions of Lakshman, of Bharata and Shatrughna. Is that, and they're all equally powerful, they're all the same. But then you'll say Ramachandra is senior, then Balaram, then Prajumna and Aniruddha. Excuse me. Bharata and Shatrughna. Right? So, the point is that there, one is senior to the other because what it plays in relationship means you're going to have an interaction with someone, you have to have a place. So everything's based on the place. Of course, there's the relationship itself, but the place establishes how that will manifest. Right? You can have whatever relationship you want. Let's say I have your most confidential, intimate friend in the world, but you know, if you're sitting there standing in front of the police officer just walked over and is asking if, you saw anything strange here, going on in the last 10 minutes. You don't goof, you don't joke, you don't laugh. Because the situation is very formal. So the situation defines how the relationship will unfold. That's Sankarshan, that's Lakshman. Then what you do in that situation is then what experience and results you'll get. That's Vasudeva, that's Ramachandra. So these are, so the actual performance of the activity and the results is the main thing, but that has to happen in a situation. Therefore, then Lakshman. I mean, yes, Lakshman, or Balaram, right? Now, in that, then there's going to be what elements can be used, what activity you're attracted to doing, and therefore what is the theory of what result you can get. That's Bharata and Shatrughna, or Prajumna and Aniruddha. So that's the complete manifestation of relationship, of rasa. Right? All these considerations. And within that there's finer breakdowns. Because you have the 24 Vishnumurtis, so they're just breaking down aspects of these four. Right? So, but they're all equally powerful, they're all the same, but there still is a hierarchy. But that hierarchy is based on the relationship. So that's what we have to see, is that relationship is what's important. The Krishna, the creation is there because of relationship. The interaction and the rules that go with those interactions are based on relationship. So that's all that's important to Krishna. Right? So getting something done is simply because we just look at forms. Right? And therefore, since we just look at forms, then better do something really big about it. Right? Prabhupada said, if we can't build this big temple, then what's the use of being a Westerner? What's the use of the engagement of the Western mentality that only thinks big forms? You know what I'm saying? Because it's not exactly we switched over to rasa yet, right? So big. So the point is that the engagement of whatever we're doing in the Lord's service to please the Lord, that's actually all that's important. Everything else is how to deal with the situation. What are the considerations within the situation? What results we can get? Who else is involved? Therefore, what are the rights and obligations of that situation. It means what do we do, and therefore what will work and what won't. And this idea that that will make it dry and boring, it's the one who does it, the one who just is wild and crazy, he's the life of the party. Yeah, he's the life of the party, but no one's going to take him home. No one's going to marry him. No one's going to want to wake up in the morning and see his face. Right? He's too drunk. We understand? The life of the party is great for a variety, because how often do you go to a party? But day-to-day life, living, interacting, then you want someone who you can count on. So that's Lord Ramachandra. And demigods have prayed because they want everything established, so they have come. Then text 50, being pleased by the full surrender and submission of the Lord Bharata, Lord Ramachandra then accepted the throne of the state. He cared for the citizens exactly like a father and the citizens. He cared for the citizens exactly like a father. And the citizens, being fully engaged in their occupational duties of Varna and Ashram, accepted him as their father. Okay. So here, thus the relationship between the citizens and the government should be exactly like that between father and son. When the sons and the family are well trained, they are obedient to the father and mother, and when the father is well qualified, he takes good care of the children. So again, relationship. We're talking governance here. It's not power. It's relationship. Right? It means you're always going to have power and influence. It means because that has to be used. You perform an activity, there has to be energy. Otherwise, what moves things? And there has to be influence. If by moving it, it doesn't result in anything, what's the use of it? Why would there be? So power and influence, you know, and results, that's just automatic. But the point is what's the actual purpose? It's relationship, right? So what, and if we're doing big management, what always goes to accomplish good big management? Relationship. Oh, I just got to put on my, I'm the big manager and I can do whatever the hell I want because I'm just getting things done and I couldn't care less about our relationships. And oh, now it's over now. Yeah, we're great friends again and all that. And even though I've just insulted you, removed you from everything and all that, but hey, I was just doing my job. Sound familiar? So, the point is that you're managing relationships, but because of the impersonal, we don't take that into consideration. Why? Because it gets in the way. That's all. It just gets in the way. I want what I want. It means now is being, you know, humble, patient, tolerant, but actually in my mind, yesterday would have been better. So the thing is that's what's so nice. That's why so many people are so emotionally attracted to Ramachandra, is because he follows everything very nicely, but that's not where it ends. It's in consideration of the relationships with everybody he's involved with. Well, it means he's the king, as Prabhupada points out in the next verses. Because he was doing like this, following all the rules nicely, out of consideration of the people, not because he's just attached to rules, he's a moralist or a religionist, then it was like Satyayuga. But people weren't doing it to create Satyayuga, they were doing it because of relationship. In other words, if rules are followed for a relationship, then those rules produce all the facility you've ever wanted. But more important than facility is the relationship. You know? Because otherwise, I'm sure you go to Beverly Hills, how many mansions? I mean mansions. Like how much, you know, is all our long building, this and that, our lawn, the temple and all that. Somebody, that's just, you know, their house and their backyard. Big house, so many rooms, a swimming pool, there's servants, there's everything, there's so many cars in the driveway, but they're divorced. So they have it all. But at the end of the day, you know, once, you know, they take, you know, all this and that, put everything away and sit down, you know, to that, because it's been a long day, and sit down by the pool in their armchair and have their drink, and then it just hits them. They're alone. There's no one there. The rest of the night is going to be boring. So the point is facilities are only for relationship. And if we can understand this, then we make so much, we will get so much benefit. But this whole thing of just being efficient, getting it done, getting in there and, you know, like that, not caring for anybody, just being the career person, it's never worked. It doesn't work. That's the whole point. And generally the people that do that actually don't have a life in reality. So the life is their occupation, but in the Vedic version, in any version, occupation's not life, ashram is life. Your life is your ashram. Your occupation is how you make your facilities to maintain it. We have to get that straight. It's secondary. So therefore, we see for Lord Ramachandra, the relationships are more important. It says here, Lord Ramachandra took a vow to accept only one wife and having no connection with any other women. He was a saintly king, and everything in his character was good, untinged by qualities like anger. He taught good behavior for everyone, especially for householders, in terms of Varnashram Dharma. Thus he taught the general public by his personal activities. Right? Because the general public is householders. Right? We don't call brahmacharis general public, or sannyasis and vanaprasas the general public. No, general public is householders. Right? Because they're who you see. Brahmacharis, the other, they're somewhere, some ashram somewhere. Right? So here it's said that he's done, householders should live according to the ideal of Ramachandra, who showed how to be a perfect person. Being a householder, living with a wife and children is never condemned, provided one lives according to the regulated principles of Varnashram Dharma. Those who live in accordance with these principles, whether as householders, brahmacharis, or vanaprasas, are equally important. So we see is that all these rules are to make everything work very nicely. We have the idea, no, the rules are getting in the way. But we see is, no, it comes out very nice. And he points it out here. Where is it? Okay, Ekapatni Vrata, accepting only one wife, was the glorious example set by Lord Ramachandra. One should not accept more than one wife. In those days, of course, people did marry more than one wife. Even Lord Ramachandra's father accepted more wives than one. But Lord Ramachandra, as an ideal king, accepted only one wife, Mother Sita. When Mother Sita was kidnapped by Ravana and the Rakshasas, Lord Ramachandra, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, could have married hundreds and thousands of Sitas. But to teach us how faithful he was to his wife, he fought with Ravana and finally killed him. The Lord punished Ravana and rescued his wife to instruct men to have only one wife. Lord Ramachandra accepted only one wife and manifested his sublime character, thus setting an example for householders. Right? So, as said, you know, it could have been, hey, okay, the Rakshasa took my wife, and so then you marry someone else. You know, you're just being pragmatic, right? You know, it's like that. It's a big trouble. We see. It means that it was, the war with Ravana was very big, but the point is because the relationships are what's important. Therefore, the war was worthwhile. That's the whole point. Ramachandra is establishing that relationships are the most important, but you can only really have deep relationships if you follow a structure, right? You're consistent. Because relationship has to function in an environment. When we say there's no rules, then what's the environment? You know, what's the environment? You can say, well, this. No, but what is this? This is how you're going to interact, what you are looking at the elements. What's there? What are the options? Who defines what are the options? If it's just whatever you feel like, then what about everybody else in that situation? What about God in that situation? So this is the aspect is when we're looking at this, we have to see is that it's all about when we're looking even at our, what we're endeavoring for is the secondary aspect of I perform activities in a situation to get, like I said, observable or experienceable results, right? Then, but the point is why do I want that? To enhance the relationships that are already there, that are important. Right? So, if we can't get the priorities straight, then we will always suffer. They have them straight, it's like Satya Yuga. You don't have them straight, it's not like Satya Yuga. Right? It's simple. Right? If the kings, the leaders, and the Brahmins, the teachers, would set forth the examples we receive from Vedic literature, the entire world would be heaven. Indeed, there would be no longer be hellish conditions within the material world. Right? Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purports of the ninth canto of that chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Pastimes of the Supreme Lord Ramachandra. Right? So in all the pastimes, what comes out is the Lord's relationship, how deep it is. Right? And it's, you know, it's very prominent because of the aspect of maryada. You follow the rules. The rules are simply to keep all the relationships properly intact. That's what they're for. Because if there's a restriction in one relationship, it's to maintain another. So you can't lose one for the other, if they're important. If they're not important, of course, then there's no obligation. But then there's no problem. Does this make sense? So, any questions or comments? Yes. Mike. Do we have Mike? Shruti Mike. Looks like you're on your own. Oh, here.
It doesn't work. Works?
Yes.
Okay. You struck the point that relationship is the most important aspect of Lord Ramachandra.
Well, of all the incarnations, but it comes out so clearly here because generally we don't connect rules and regulations with relationships. We think relationships just mean spontaneous and just whimsical and just whatever you like. But actually it's not. It's how much you follow the rules in that relationship is how deep that relationship is. It means being crazy just creates variety.
So he's embolishing Sita to the forest after, even though she was testified by the fire. How can we explain that being an exemplary relationship?
But what was it being given up for? We're saying, okay, so he's given up a relationship there of one, but for what was the reason? Does that make sense?
For the citizens.
For the citizens, right? So the citizenry is the whole state. Now, is he a king if the citizenry is not properly trained? Right? So therefore, if he's going to continue as a king, then that consideration is there. It means she's banished to the forest. It doesn't mean they're not husband and wife. Right?
The point of relationship is the most.
Yeah, but he was doing the yajna. It means the Ramayana is spoken where? No, it's spoken at a yajna. Right? Does that make sense? And who's speaking it? Lavan Kush or his sons, right? And so it's at a yajna because that's when you have all these things. So how does Ramachandra as a man perform, as a householder, as a man, how does he perform a yajna without his wife? Is it possible? It's not allowed. He has to be, in other words, a grihastha as a single person can't perform a sacrifice without the wife. They go together because they're two halves of the same thing. So you get half a person doesn't perform a sacrifice. Right? Just like the wife doesn't do things on her own without the husband. Right? So he had a golden form of a deity of Sita May. So Sita's always there. Right? Because what is the whole taste means then we have to go back again. What's the taste of the relationship? What aspect of Swakya rasa is he tasting? You understand? Means Sambhog or Vipralamba. Right? Krishna and Dwarka, that's Sambhog. But as Ramachandra, it's Vipralamba. So therefore, even though they come together, then you have to create another reason to be apart. Does that make sense? Like that. So you have to see the overall. Okay. Something else? Yes. Yes, yes. I think it's on. No.
Hare Krishna. As you talked about Ramchandra being Ekapatni Ram, like in the mood of Mariada or the public
yes.
support that. So how do we see like Krishna when we see Krishna, then that it's in a different mood. And people
it's not a problem, different moods. We're just saying is that there's unlimited moods. So in a particular incarnation, he's tasting that specific mood. Just like in Dwarka, you have Krishna, you have Balaram, you have Prajumna, and you have Aniruddha, right? The original Chatur Vyuha. So they're tasting that aspect there. But then the same four are tasting it in that other aspect of Mariada in Ayodhya, right? And then it's slightly different than that in Vaikuntha. Does that make sense? And in Braj, then, you know, again different. Does that make sense? So it's just a matter of tasting different. It's not that one is better than the other. It's just a matter of taste. Does that make sense? That's all.
It seems to set up in this world, people that are concerned with, they criticize Krishna because, whereas Ram, general public and morality, they support with Krishna sets up for those that aren't devotional, they can criticize Krishna because he had more than one situation.
Yeah, I mean, it's always going to happen. It means the element of criticism, you know, leveled at the Lord and his devotees is always going to be there, but it doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? Let us say the man's with his friends, and they're, you know, they're really yucking it up, you know, real man stuff. And then his wife calls. So, you know what I'm saying? He can take the call. His friends will laugh at him. They'll goof at him. But, you know, if it can be taken and it's necessary, then he interacts. If it's something that you could do at another time, then he'd do. But he's not going to make an adjustment on the one because the other. It means that you're always going to be laughed at. Doesn't matter what. And I'm talking grihastha men. And they all know they're supposed to take the call, but, you know, they'd rather not. So if the guy does take the call and there's no women around to get on the case. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? But if all those men were there with their wives, but that man was not with his wife and the call came and he didn't take it, then everybody would be in trouble. You know what I'm saying? Because he didn't take it, but he's a man, and all these other guys are men, so they're all in trouble. You know what I'm saying? So there's always going to be, you want to maintain relationships, there's always going to be trouble. You just have to choose what trouble you're willing to take. Right? They could also criticize Ramachandra. How attached? A whole war for one woman. You know what I'm saying? Though it does make good copy. I mean, it means they're still reading Ramayana and they're still reading, you know, the Iliad, right? You know, that was a war over one woman. You know, so it's a big thing. It's but the point is at the same time is there's those who are going to criticize. So it's going to happen. But in the same thing is that we do whatever we do, not based on their criticism, because they're uneducated. The laundryman was uneducated. He doesn't know the position of Sita and Ram. He's looking at it from a mundane point of view, but because that's all you can do, consideration is made, but not because he said it, because then it might affect the whole citizenry. So it's based on Vedic principles, not whimsically. You know what I'm saying? So common persons may have somebody say that are dealing with it, then it will be according to Shastra, not according to PR. Right? Public relations, we always have to understand, is political. It's a political branch of governance. Right? All it is the how to your damage control, or how to, you know, put out something good, all that. It's just pure politics. But because we use like per PR or communication or political correctness, we use all these euphemistic terms. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? You know, we have other terms like that. Ethnic cleansing, the final solution. They sound great. Hey, it's a final solution. Well, it'll be, you know, completed, you know, done. Hey, isn't that great? We come to a conclusion. You know what I'm saying? So just because we use fancy words, which all they are is fancy political wordsmiths. That's it. Anybody who knows the field knows that's all it is. If you think it's more than that, you don't know what you're talking. You don't know what field it's used in. It's not a lifestyle. It's part of occupation. You know what I'm saying? Devotees, because they can't tell the difference, we make this problem. We have a problem. But it's so you have to see is that in the area of occupation, that, you know, how it's going to be affected, you know, how it's going to affect ashram. And if you need to, if it was time for him to go to the forest, then what does he care? Then he and his wife will just go to the forest, let someone else run the kingdom. But it wasn't. That was the time, because he ruled for 30,000 years. You know what I'm saying? And all the Rambhaktas, they don't have a problem. You know? And so we're Krishna Bhaktas, we don't have a problem. Because we know what's the mood of our Lord. And that's what we're attracted to. If one likes more rules and regulations, then he comes as Ramachandra. But the point is they're all this, they're all aspects of the same thing. We think they're very different. But in Madhurya, the essential element of Madhurya is kindness. Because you're dealing with such intense emotions that you're actually addressing and taking care of those needs. So that's Karunya. So that's how those two go together. But for it to be stable and steady, there must be a form. That's Maryada. So all these aspects need to be there, but the Lord tastes one of them at a time. The others are there, but they become, you know, they take the secondary aspect. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just God and His creation. There's not another pastime going on. Right? So that means He is the supreme masculine, is interacting with the supreme feminine. Right? Does that make sense? Right? And because He follows all the rules nicely, He does nothing wrong. So therefore, and that means He's always active. So Sita Devi then therefore will be, Mother Sita is very submissive, faithful, shy and chaste, always understanding the attitude of her husband. Thus by her character and her love and service, she completely attracted the mind of the Lord. Because He's doing everything properly. So attachment is there, the possession is there, but He does everything perfectly. So there's nothing to get upset about. So you can, the right wing aspect is all that you need to manifest. You know what I'm saying? So there is no option for left. Right? But Krishna always throws out left. It's more you don't know what's going to happen. You know, so he's sitting there, Rukmini, who is, you know, the personification of right wing, right, is there fanning him nicely, and he's saying, is, you know, you're from such a good family, you know, and such great kings were interested in you, and I'm actually, you know, people don't even know what I am, you know, born in Mathura and then raised as a cowherd boy, and then I'm, you know, doing all these different things, and it's just, so you would actually, for your own social status and you know, happiness, be better off marrying someone else who would be, you know, as qualified as you, right? So in an indirect way, he's glorifying her good qualities. But because of the nature of the right-wing aspect, then that, you know, you fall, it just won't work. So even though it was a, if he had pulled that on, what's his name, Satyabhama, oh, it would have caused all kinds of fun. Like that. But he didn't, right? You know, he did it. So it's just, he likes that aspect. But in Ramachandra, because he does everything, he never does that. Therefore, the right wing is all that's manifested. But because Krishna, so in the same way, the left wing also knows the attitude, perfectly understands the attitude. They are submissive, faithful, shy, and chaste. But because the attitude is being done through that left, therefore they manifest the left. He does something wrong on purpose. So therefore, you know, they respond to that on purpose. Does that make sense? And then those who aren't trained here, they just do something wrong and they get in trouble. Does this make sense? So it's all about the relationship. So it's always going to be, because for one means another aspect is not there. So you just have to choose what it is. So we're being given opportunity to accept what isn't being given. You know, in other words, the spontaneous attraction to Krishna in Braja Bhakti in the mood of separation. Right? Does that make sense?
So equally, it seems like the public or people also attracted to Krishna's Krishna as an aspect of his naughtiness, of his breaking that.
Yes, naughtiness, everything like that. Point is, as long as it's done pleasantly, then, because, as again, it's the attitude people are attracted to. Because what's happening is naughty means there's energy, right? But because it's innocent, it's not meant badly. So it's just, you know, activity means a display of energy. So that gives experience, right? So for the elder cowherd women, it's the experience of that. You know, for the monkeys and the cowherd boys, it means they end up getting butter and yogurt. You know, so everybody wins. Does that make sense? Yeah. Okay, so we'll end here. Jai. Lord Ramachandra ki, Rantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Samavita Bhaktivinda ki, Jainatai Gaura Premanandi.